Tonight's daf Mitzvah Hashem. Tonight's daf is daf Yedalad. The Gemara says we got almost halfway down the Amud. The two dots. The Gemara says Tani Chada. There's one brace that says Ubros Umenikos Misanos Berishonos. That women who are pregnant and nursing fast on the first series of fast days, Misanos Bacharnos, but they don't fast on the second or the last series. Tani Idach. Another brace says Misanos Bacharnos. They fast on the last series, Ve'in Misanos Berishonos, but they don't last in the first, which of course is a stira. And Tanya Idach, there's a third brayso that says Ein Misanos Lo Berishonos Lo Be'acharonos. They don't fast in the first or the last. So there's a three-way machlokus here. So Gemara says there's no machlokus. Amar Vashi Nakut Emtziusu Biadech Dimitartin Kulo. You should take the middle one. That's going to answer all your questions, which means that they fast during the middle step, but not the first or the last. That's how you answer each of the brayos. You fit everything and it works in very nicely. So the first set, they don't fast. The last set, they don't fast either. But it's the middle set that they do fast, which is the last with respect to the first one, but it's the first set with respect to the last one. And that's how we answer all three brises. Mara quotes from the Mishnah, Ma Elu Yaseros Al Harishonos. So what are the additional chumers that are taken on the next set of fast days of Pan that are additional to the first ones? Elosh Be'elu Masrin V'Nolin Esachanios. The second set of fast days, we do trua. We'll see what that means in just a moment. And we lock down the stores. So, b'may masrin, what exactly does it mean to do masrin? Rav Yehuda Amar b'shofros, they blow shofar. And Rav Yehuda, b'rei d'Rav Shmuel, b'ashilas mishmei d'Rav, Amar ba'anenu. You say ba'anenu, what does that mean? Ba'anenu. So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, around five narrow lines up, Rav Yehuda Amar. This is the second opinion. What does it mean, anenu? Masrin anenu b'kol ram. They would scream out anenu. Are you talking Anenu Avinu Anenu? Anenu Elkei Avram Anenu? Anenu Elkei Yitzhak Anenu? Anenu Elkei Yaakov Anenu? Like we say in Slichos. Hakol Kafish Omrim Besof HaSlichos. That we just said. Ava Anenu Tfias Atainis. Fine, that's a different point. So the Machlokes, does Masrin mean they blow the shofar, Lashon of Trua? Or does it mean to scream out, Lashon of Tzaka, they'd scream out the word Anenu? So Gemara explains how Kasaka Daitach, the Havimina here is, Man Damar Ba'anenu, the one who thinks that they would scream out Anenu, Lo Amar Beshofros. They wouldn't say shofros. Uman damar bishofros lo amar banenu. The one who says they blow shofar wouldn't say anenu. So it's mutually exclusive machlokas. Either say shofros or you say anenu. But doesn't the brayso tell us otherwise? It says ein pochsin misheva tanios al hatzibur. You don't have any less than seven tanios on the tibur. Shebehen yud ches shmon esrei hasros. That there are 18 hasros. And what's the definition of hasra on this brayso? Of simin ladavar. What's the mnemonic to remember? Yericho. Yericho is the mnemonic, but Yericho shofros havu. So Yericho is supposed to be the simon to remind us of how many hasros there are. So, and Yerichos we're using shofros. If you look at Rashi, Rashi explains, if you look at four wide lines down, it says Shmona Esrei Hasros, Shehein Mosifin, Sheish Brachos. You add on six brachos, Miyudches Brachos, Ad Chavdal. Remember we said on the more severe fast days, there were 24 brachos. That means there are six additional brachos in each of them. And you would add three fast days. That's three times six. There were additional 18 brachas that were added on, hasros. So what does it mean? So Rashi says, v'simin ladavar, shlo tita im hasra hazu trua o tfila. So simin ladavar is always, the Gemara in Avron tells us, how do you remember things? The Gemara has a number of different etzas, how to remember things. So one of the things the Gemara says is, you could sing out loud, speak the words that you're saying that helps you remember. But the other thing is making simana, making mitzuyana in the Torah. You make little symbols and mnemonics for yourself. So whenever the Gemara says a simon, it's meant to help you remind it. So what's a simon? What's supposed to remind you to jog your memory? What is the definition of Hasra? So if you remember the word Yericho, and Yericho was accompanied by a shofar, so they blew the shofars when they took over Yericho, so that tells you that that was what was being used. So there are 18 Hasraos. So this is a Braisa. The Braisa says that Hasra means shofros. So how could anybody argue and say there are no shofros on the fast days? So the Gemara says you're right. Elo de shofros de chuliyama lo pligi de karle Hasra. Everybody is in agreement that shofros means hasra, and there certainly was a shofros on a tinus. Ki pligi, when they argue, is ba'anenu mar savar kari le hasra. So one opinion thinks anenu is also called hasra, umar savar lo kari le hasra. The other opinion thinks that it is not called hasra, and only shofros were blown and not anenus. Gemara now says, leman damar ba'anenu koshkein b'shofros. It's the one who says hasraos means anenu, kavachomer, shofros, of course, were also used. But the man damar b'shofros, the one who defines Hasra as shofros, then aval b'anenu lo, but they would think that anenu was not being said. Is that really true? The Gemara says, v'hatani, the Braisa tells us now. Braisa says, Vishar Kalmine Pranios Hamishakshos, all other bad things that happen to us, Kagon Chichuch. What's Chichuch? Rashi's Chichuch is Kemo Nischachik Bakosel, means when you rub up against the wall, what's the English, what exactly is this?
Scratching.
What?
Scratching.
I guess some type of scratching? Has to be, I guess, some type of, I don't know, lice. Lice is so bad that people are busy scratching their body, or some skin disease, I don't know.
Dry boils,
okay. Fine. Chagav are grasshoppers. Zavav is a hornet or some type of bee, insects that sting. Tzira is also, I think, a type of, maybe Tzira is a hornet. And, right. Okay, fine. Vutushin, all these different annoying creatures. Vishiluach, Nechashim, Vakravim, comes to snakes and scorpions, all these things. So they would say, Lo hayu masrin, ela tzoakin. They wouldn't do masrin, which again we have to define what masrin means, but they would do tzoakin, they would scream. So Gemara says, Miditzaka of a peh. So in fact, we're saying we don't do masrin, but rather we do tzoakin. So the fact that tzoakin is bepeh, you call out with your mouth. Hasra must be, therefore. Bishofros, it must be shofros. I think this vahatanya, by the way, is not meant to be a question. I think it's supposed to be a proof. Probably change the gear, so they probably take out the word v, the letter vav, ditnan, exactly. So this gemara, this brisa that we just brought, was supposed to be a proof. I think that's what they changed. Let's see?
Now the gemara's getting
answered. Oh, no, I'm looking at the wrong one. Okay, I'm looking at the vav, not the dab. Okay, so the gemara here says, so what's the question here? They say here that clearly it means to blow the shofar. So Gemara says, really, it's a Tanayi. It's really a Machlokas Tanayim. It says, the Sani, the Brisa tells us, Al Elu Masrin B'Shabbos, the following you do Hasra on Shabbos, Al Ha'ir She'kifu Gaius, if people are trying to surround, soldiers are surrounding a city, which is very dangerous, O Nahar, or the river is surrounding, it's overflowing, there's a flood, Al Sfina HaMuterefes Bayam, or there's a boat that's at sea, and it's almost on the way down, and sinking. So these things you do Masrin. Rav Yosi Amar LeEzra VeLotzaka, and the type of hasrar you do is not for one to, it's to help, to call for help, and it's not to daven for purposes. There's a time to daven, there's a time to act. So when you're being flooded, don't stand on top of the roof and just get flooded and daven, call for help. So either way, Bimai, what exactly was the masrin that was taking place in the Brisa? Ilema b'shofros, if you're saying that they're actually blowing shofros on Shabbos, b'shofros, b'shabbos, mishari, are you allowed to blow shofar on Shabbos? We know you're not allowed to blow shofar on Shabbos. El alav banenu v'kar lehasra. They must have been calling out. They were davening. They were screaming. And we call hasra. So this last bryas is shmamina. So this last bryas used the word masrin to refer to screaming out bepeh. And the bryas earlier referred to masrin as referring to shofro. So we see there's a machlokas tanaim, how exactly to define the word. So too there's a machlokas amaraim, how exactly to define the word. Gemara now says, last line of the Amud, B'shnei de Rabbi Yehuda, in the times of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, Nisiya, Havi Tzara, there's a certain Tzar, Gemara doesn't tell us what the Tzar is, but in light of this Tzar, Gazer Tlas Esrei Tanios, he had decreed 13 fast days, V'lo Yanu, and they weren't answered after 13 fast days. Savar L'migzar Tveis, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi wanted to add on more fast days, and Amr Le Rabbi Yami, Hari Amru Ein Matrichan Esatzibar, Yosemidai. The klal is you can't be overburdening on the tzibur, so you can't have more than 13 fast days. Enough is enough, and we'll wait for Hashem. We'll continue to daven, but no more fast days. Some Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Achia Ba'aba, Rabbi Ami, David Lagarme, who David? Rabbi Ami was doing it for himself. He himself didn't want to take any more fast days. He wasn't really concerned with the tzibur. He made up for his own selfish reasons. That's what is being suggested here. So Gemara says, Elahachi Amar Rabbi Achia Ba'aba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. What really he said was, what Rabbi Yochanan really said is, Lo Shanu Elo L'Gishamim. The only time you have a limit of 13 fast days is when it comes to rain. Aval l'shar mini pranios misanin v'holchin ad shianu min hashemayim. When it comes to all other types of tzaros and pranios, we continue to fast for as many weeks as days as possible until we finally get answered. Only rain has a limitation, so you should continue to add on fast days. And there's a tani nami halchi, the Brisa supports this last opinion, that says, kishar mushlosh, ukshamu sheva, when we said 3, and when we said 7, these fast days for the yachidim of the tzibor. So we said, Lo Amru Ela L'Gshamim, that only applies to Gshamim. Aval L'Shar, Mine Pranios, when it comes to all other tzaros that happen to the Tzibor, Misanin V'Holuchin Achianu, we continue to fast until we get answered. So Gemara says, Lema Teve Tiyufta to Rabbi Ami. So this is a clear Tiyufta, it's a Braisa that goes against Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Ami above thought it applies by every Pranios, 13 is a limit. So he can't argue in a Braisa, he's only an Amora. So Amalek Rabbi Amir, but Ami explains, no, it's really a Tanai, it's a Machlokas Tanayim, whether the 13 fast day limit applies only to rain, or it also applies to all the other Peronios. Deciding the Raisa tells us. Ein goes in Yosem Mishalosh Sveitanios al Tzibur, Fish Ein Machich al Tzibur Yosemidai, Divi Rebbe. Rebbe clearly says across the board, by any Peronios, 13 fast days, and that's it. So that's in accordance with Rebbe Ami. Rebbe Ami agrees to Rebbe. But comes along Rabban Shimon Gamliel, Omer Lo Min Hashem, who said, that's not true. The only reason why 13 fast days is a limit for rain, because that's going to bring you to Nisan. And once Nisan comes, there's no point in rain anymore. It's way past. It's a Simon Klav. It's no longer helpful. That's why we stop by the rain. 13 fast days is all you could really do. When it comes to all the perennials, which are going to continue to go on and on, then you continue to fast, according to Rashbag, until you get answered. And that's where the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan was coming from. The Gemara now says, Shalchule b'nei Ninve, the Rebbe, the children, the people who lived in Ninve, asked the following Shaila to Rebbe. Kigon Anan, we who live in Ninve, dafilu b'tkufas tamas, even in the summertime, ba'ina mitra, we need rain. Heichen avid, what exactly should we do? How do we ask for rain? Ki yechidim, daminin, are we like yechidim, and we should ask in Shema Tfila, like if an individual needs a certain tzarech, he should ask in Shema Tfila? Oh, kirabim daminin, or we like the rabbim, and we should really continue to say, v'sein talamata levracha, even in this summer. So Gemara answers, ki yechidim damyan, ki yechidim damyan b'shemei tefila, o kirabim damyan b'birchas hashanim. So Gemara explains what I just said. So shalach lehu, so Rabbi responds back to the b'nei Ninveh, ki yechidim damyan, so you guys are like individuals, and b'shemei tefila, that's where you should ask for the rain that you need in Ninveh. So Meisveh, the Gemara asks a question now, Amar Yehuda, Amasai, when is this true? Bizman Shashanim Kitiknun, when the years are Kitiknun, which means that they are being created by the calendar, by the moon, and Basin is in control. V'Yisrael Shun Al Masan, and we're living there, it's Yisrael. Aval Bizman Hazeh, and nowadays, Hakolafi Ashanim, Hakolafi Makomos, Hakolafi Azman, depending where you are in terms of, again, this Amasai is qualifying, when do you have the limitations of all the Seder Tanios? It's only when we have everything in order. But nowadays, it depends where you live, it depends on everything. The place, the years, the zman. In which case, it sounds like you should ask whatever you need. And you should be saying it in the same talamat l'racha, like the rabbim, no matter where you live. In Ninveh, if they need it in the tekubas tamas, they should say it in the berachas hashanim. So Gemara says, no. Amar le, masnisa, ramis ale, the Rebbe. Are you throwing a masnisa and a braisa against Rebbe? Rebbe's tano. Rebbe has the status of being a tano, palik. He has the right to argue in the tano. So that's fine. We know Amoram can't argue on Brises, but Rebbe can argue on a Brise. He was a Tana. So my Havelah, so what's the bottom line? How do we paskin? The Machlokas Tanayim. So Rav Nachman Amar B'Birkas Hashanim, but Rav Sheshes Amar B'Shemer Tfila. Hilch, so the bottom line is, B'Shemer Tfila, that's how a person in a certain city area needs the rain, then you ask in Shemer Tfila. Marno says, B'Sheni Matim, quoting from the Mishnah, on Monday, they would matin im chashecha. They would open the doors a little bit up towards the evening, so they have food, but they wouldn't open up the front door of the store entirely. B'chamishi, but on the fifth day and Thursday, kol hayom mipnei kavod Shabbos, the whole day. So what do you mean the whole day? What? So Ibai Lehu Gemara asks, hey chikatani, how do you read this mishnah? Do you read it as b'sheni matin im chashecha, and by evening of Monday night you open the door a little bit, you tilt it open matin, u'b'chamishi. Also, you're matin a little bit, kol yom b'fnei kavod Shabbos. You also only open up a little bit on Thursday, but it's the entire day that's slightly opened up. Oh, Dilma, perhaps you read it as b'sheni matin. Monday, you tilt it a little bit. B'chamishi poschen, you open up entirely, you open up all the doors, kol yom kula, the entire day. That's the suffix of the Gemara. How to read this? What happens on Thursday? Is it only matin all day long, or is it poschen all day long? So the Gemara brings a braisa, toshma. Desani, the braisa teaches us, b'sheni matin ad ha'erev. So Mondays we open up a little bit close to evening. Ubechamishi poschen kol yom kula mipnei kavod Shabbos. We open it up entirely for the entire day. So that's like the second side. Hayulo shnei psachim. Let's say there are two entranceways into the grocery store. Posech echa v'nol echa. Then you only have to open up one entirely, but leave the other one locked. Hayelo istva kineged pischa posech kedarcho v'enu choshish. Let's say there's an istva. What's an istva? So Rashi explains istva is a kisei, a chair. So Rashi explains istva, it's around nine narrow lines up. The hashta ein hachanes psucha l'rishis rabim vim hu pasuach eino nira kokach. So you have a chair that's kind of blocking the way. It's not entirely opened up into rishis rabim. So therefore, what is the Gemara suggesting you do? So is referring to Monday? How do you see that? Let's see. Rashi says, so even on Monday, if you have a chair to block the entrance, then you could open up the door entirely, but place a chair in front to have some type of a heker that it's a fast day and we shouldn't overdo on business. Gemara now quotes from the Mishnah further. Avru elu v'lo nanu. Now these series of fast days pass and we're still not answered. So then, we begin to minimize our business. We begin to minimize our buildings and our plantings. So Tana, the Braisa tells us, what type of binyan? Binyan shel simcha, a building of happiness. What type of natiya? Natiya shel simcha. These are the types of, you could do regular buildings, you could build a house, but you could plant things, but just a binyan shel simcha, and then a natiya shel simcha is aser. So what are these things? A is a binyan shel simcha. It's a bone base chasnus libno. Person buys a house, Rashi is lasos chupaso. A wedding hall or house for them to move into, some type of simcha that's related to the chasna, that would be aser during these days. And ezu netiyah shel simcha zeh hanoteh avran ki shamlachim. They used to plant a tree. If you look at Rashi, first wide line, shamlachim shekach hayu noagin kishenolad ben lamelach, when a prince was born, hayu noten ilam neshmo, they'd plant a tree in the name of this new son. And when this prince would eventually become the king, they would take this tree that grew to whatever height, and they'd fashion out a throne for the newly appointed king. Gemara now says the Tudat to Vishela Shalom. So it comes to greetings. We avoid greeting people in the streets during these days when we're still lacking rain. So Tanur Abadon, the Bryce explains, Chaverim, who are referring to people who are learned, Ein Shela Shalom Beinam, they don't respond to it, they don't look at each other, they just walk the streets. Ami Haaretz Shashalin, if an Am Haaretz doesn't know the halacha, he says hello to you. So we don't want to turn them off entirely. So then we're machzir in the hem, b'safarapa, we say hello back with a soft, soft speech. U'bechovid rosh, and our head very heavy. V'hei mesatvin v'yoshin v'kavelim, and we wrap ourselves and sit down like avelim, kimunudim, kimnei adam hanuzufin l'makom, and people who are placed in cherim, as if we were a distance from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ad shirachmu aleim min hashmayim, until finally HaKadosh Baruch Hu has mercy and brings us rain. Amr Belazar. Belazar says, "Ain adam chashu rashai lipol al panav elim kenenam." I can play a random point now. Not sure why this is being brought in here right now, but let's see. Maybe it's going to connect in a little bit. But a person, an adam chashuv, forget what an adam chashuv is. But whoever qualifies as an adam chashuv is not allowed to fall on his face unless he knows he's going to be answered. Kishu ben nun. Shinemar, as it says, "V'yomer Hashem el Yeshua kum leich lamazat tanof el panecha." Get up and go, and stop falling on your face. So unless a person knows he's going to be answered, he shouldn't fall on his face. Let's see if Rashi explains anything further there. Rashi explains the reason behind this is five lined up. Rashai lipol apanav, the vazos atma b'fnei tibor, to fall down on your face is embarrassing. It's disgraceful for a person who's an adam chashuv to do this in front of the tibor, unless he knows for sure he's going to be answered. Then another statement in the name of Rabbi Elazar, he says, Amar Rabbi Elazar, ain adam chashuv rashai lachkor sak, he can't wear sackcloth, any of this clothing of avelus. Elam kein nena ki Yehoram ben Achav, unless he knows he'll get answered, like Yehoram ben Achav. Shinemar, as the pasuk says, Vayhi kishmo hamelach es divrei ha'isha, when the king heard the words of the isha, Vayikras begadav, he tore his clothing, Vu over al-chomer, and he passed over the wall, Vayar ha'am, the am saw him, Vihinei ha'sak al-basar, and he's wearing sackcloth. So it was a disgrace for him. The person shouldn't do this, Adam Chashu shouldn't do this, unless he knows for sure he's going to be answered. Gemara says further now, Amar Belazar lo hakol b'kriya lo hakol b'nefil. Not every person is worthy of being of tearing clothing as a response for something bad, and not every person is worthy of falling on the face as a response for something bad. So Moshe v'Aaron b'nefila and Yeshua v'kali b'kriya, as we see in the pasuk, this was the response to the lashon hara of the Meraglim. It says Moshe v'Aaron b'nefila d'chseva v'yipa Moshe v'Aaron al paneim. And Yeshua v'kali b'kriya d'chseva Yeshua b'nun v'kali b'nifuna karu b'gdam. They tore their clothing. So people have different responses, and unclear who's deserving to do nefila, who's deserving to do kriya, but we see that it's not for everybody. So the Gemara says, Maskevla Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira asks, V'yisayim others say, Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani asked, Ihava k'siv Yeshua k'dekamris. If it just said Yeshua, then like what you said, B'hash k'siv vi Yeshua, the vav there, so that's adding on to what happened in the previous pasuk with Moshe and Aaron, he says, vi Yeshua havahavid. He did the nefila like Moshe and Aaron, and then he did more, he also did the kriya. Furthermore, Amar Belazar lo hakol b'kim of lo hakol b'shachava. Not everybody is supposed to be standing, and not everybody is supposed to be bowing. Malachim b'kima, The kings are supposed to remain standing, and Visarim b'Hashachavaya, and the ministers are supposed to be bowing down. How do we know this? The Malachim Mekima, that the kings are the one who stand. Dichsev, the Pasuk says, Kama Hashem, Goel Yisrael, Kedosho. So you keep going on Yeshaya, to the top of the next page, Tezvava. Says Leviz Livzo Nefesh Lemisaiv Goy Leeved Moshe Malachim Yiru Vakamu. So what's going on here? Even though that they're being disgraced and they're being compared to and being controlled by Avadim, but Las Lavo, the kings are going to be take full reign and they're going to stand up. So Malachim are Bichlal Kima. Not really sure what's being indicated in this Gemara, to be honest. But then it says, Usarim v'shachavayu, but the princes are honored with bowing down, dichsiv, as it says, Sarim v'shachavu. So I guess in response to when you see the kings, you stand for the kings, but when you see the Sarim, you bow down for the ministers. So Maskevla Rabbi Zeirav, Yisema Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmani, Ihav v'ksiv v'sarim v'shachavu k'tikamras. But Hashad dichsiv, Sarim v'shachavu, if it said v'sarim v'shachavu, v'shachavu would be a response to seeing the Sarim. But now that there's a vav that breaks it up, sounds like Hava Ha'avad, that they would also bow down, Vishachvu, they would also stand up for the Sarim, but they'd also, Yishachvu, they'd also bow down for the Sarim as well. So Amar of Nachman Bar Yitzhak, to finish off the parak, Afani Omer, so to I would say, Lo HaKol Orav, Lo HaKol Simcha. Not everybody's worthy of the light, and not everybody's worthy of the Simcha. Tzadikim La'ora, Yisharim La'Simcha. Tzadikim are worthy of light, but the Yisharim, the people who are straight, are worthy of Simcha, Dechsiv, Tzadikim La'ora, Dechsiv, or is there really Tzadik? Uli Yisharim, Simcha, as the Pasuk says, Dechsiv, Uli Shelei, V'Simcha, Hadron Lach, Memesai. Alright, that was a record, I think. Oh, beautiful. Shkoyach. Guys still with me?